This is VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. If you ever have to call 911 during a medical emergency, you might take it for granted that paramedics will show up in time to help you. But last year, a state survey found two-thirds of EMS agencies statewide feel understaffed. Now, for the first time, the Vermont Department of Health is launching a campaign to recruit volunteers to help answer some of those calls. Here to talk about that program and what's behind it is Chris Bell. He's the state's director of emergency preparedness, response, and injury prevention. Mr. Bell, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me out.
So exactly what kind of people are you looking for and what kind of work will they be doing?
So this campaign is aimed at two different sets of volunteers. First, the EMS volunteers, emergency medical services folks who will respond as part of a first response agency or ambulance service and respond to 911 calls when somebody in Vermont calls 911 for a medical or traumatic emergency. The other broad category of volunteers we're looking to recruit is Medical Reserve Corps volunteers. These are typically people with healthcare backgrounds or have an interest in helping out with a health or medical related emergency, people who will help in a disaster.
You mentioned medical health backgrounds. I imagine this is perhaps a little bit more involved than just volunteering at the Humane Society or your church or something like that.
Sure. So Medical Reserve Corps volunteers, we get backgrounds from EMS providers, from nurses, physicians, and other administrative people who can help out with the administrative side of the work, just teachers, business professionals, warehouse backgrounds, anything. With EMS, the Emergency Medical Services people, you don't have to have any background at all. The training is either provided for you or is provided at pretty low cost, and you can go from no medical background or knowledge to actually being able to help your neighbors and your friends in a case of a medical emergency.
Are there particular areas of Vermont that have a greater need for these medical volunteers than others?
You know, in Vermont and many other states with a high rural population, it's more difficult just because of the population centers and because of bedroom communities to find volunteers in the middle of the day, for instance, middle of the work week. And so we certainly have spot shortages around the state. We have 177 EMS agencies in the state, first response and ambulance services in the state. So virtually everywhere in the state, I can point you towards an agency that would love to have you as a volunteer.
You mentioned that two out of three EMS agencies have said they're understaffed in the past year. That seems like a pretty big number. Is this a new problem?
There's really a societal shift. You talk to any volunteer organization nationally and in many other states about this and the shift to two-income households and against people working in small communities and towards traveling for work. And you have decreased volunteerism in a lot of areas.
On top of that, Vermont has an aging population, which could well mean greater demand for emergency medical services down the road, I would imagine. Is the state equipped to deal with that?
You know, right now, every 911 call, knock on wood, gets answered, and an ambulance service, their first response crew, or both go and take care of the people and take them to the hospital. And so that's, I think, why we're doing this campaign, is to help these EMS agencies be in the best position they can to make sure that the ambulance still rolls out the door every time somebody needs it.
The Department of Health says that about 4 out of 5 emergency medical agencies in the state rely on volunteers in some way. I'm wondering, is this the best, most reliable system, especially when we could be talking about life-threatening medical situations?
Well, that's a great question. If you look nationally, those numbers aren't too far off. It's, EMS across the country is still a very significant portion of the workforce is a volunteer workforce. And ultimately, like so many other services, this comes down to local choice. If a local community can decides it's important and can afford to pay a provider, whether that's full-time or whether that's just during the week when they need particular coverage and people are out of town working or at work, that's up to each local community.
Very briefly at the end here, can you tell us how people can get more information to volunteer if they're interested in doing that?
Absolutely. So the website we have set up now is called OnCall4VT, On Call for Vermont, and the website's OnCall4VT.org.
Chris Bell is the Director of Emergency Preparedness, Response, and Injury Prevention for the Vermont Department of Health. Mr. Bell, thanks for making the time.
Anytime. Thanks, Alex.